Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Great Mental Models, Volume 3, by Rhiannon Beaubien and Rosie Lieserowicz. So Sophie, I gotta ask, have you ever felt like the world is just one big chaotic mess?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly why this book hit me so hard. It's like a toolkit for seeing the hidden patterns behind the chaos, so you're not just reacting to everything.
Right. It's not about memorizing facts. It's about learning how to think. And this volume is all about systems and math, which sounds dry, but it's actually fascinating.
It really is. The core idea is that our brains are pattern-matching machines, but we're terrible at it. We see cause and effect where there's actually a whole web of forces at play.
Yeah, like we blame one single mistake for a failure, but it's usually a system that's been building for years. So the book starts with the concept of a system itself, right?
Exactly.
A system is just a set of interconnected parts that work together over time. Your body, a company, your family, they're all systems. And the key is that pushing one part can have surprising results because the system pushes back.
That's where feedback loops come in. There are two kinds. Reinforcing loops are like a snowball rolling downhill. The more you have, the more you get. Compound interest is a perfect example.
And a bank run is a reinforcing loop in reverse. The more people withdraw, the more unstable the bank seems, so more people withdraw. It's a vicious cycle.
Then there are balancing loops, which are all about stability. Like a thermostat, it keeps the temperature at a set point, so when it gets too hot, it cools down, and vice versa.
And that's why diets often fail. Your body has a balancing loop that wants to keep your weight where it's always been. So when you cut calories, it slows your metabolism. The book says the trick is to change the set point, not just fight the loop.
That makes so much sense. And then they introduce stocks and flows. A stock is something that accumulates, like money in a bank account. And a flow is the rate of change, like income and expenses.
Right.
And the important thing is to focus on the flows, not just the stock. You can have a huge stock of cash, but if your outflow is higher than your inflow, you'll eventually go broke.
And stocks change slowly. Even if you stop the outflow, it takes time to rebuild. That's the principle of delay. It's why trust takes forever to rebuild after it's broken.
Yeah, patience is key. And that ties into the idea of equilibrium. Every system seeks a balance. Think of predator and prey. When the prey population goes up, predators have more food, so their numbers rise, which then brings the prey back down.
So if you try to push a system too hard, it'll push back. Like working 80-hour weeks. Eventually, your body forces you to crash. The book says to look for the equilibrium and figure out how to shift it, not just fight it.
And that's the system's half. The second half dives into math, but not like high school math. It's about probability and distributions. The law of large numbers is a big one. It says that with enough trials, the average will get closer to the expected value.
So if you flip a coin 10 times, you might get 8 heads, but if you flip it 10,000 times, you'll get close to 5,000 heads. Small samples are unreliable.
Exactly.
That's why we shouldn't jump to conclusions from a single success story. Like, your friend made a fortune on one risky stock, but that doesn't mean it's a good strategy. The law of large numbers says you need more data.
And then there's regression to the mean. After an extreme event, the next one is likely to be less extreme. So a baseball player who has an amazing season will probably have a worse one next year, just by chance.
But we see cause and effect where there's nothing. The coach gets praised for motivating the player after a bad game, but the player was just due for a good one. This model keeps you humble.
And then they talk about distributions. There's the bell curve, where most people are average, and then there's the power law, where a tiny number of things account for most of the impact.
In a power law world, the winner takes almost everything. A few books sell millions, and a few cities hold most of the population. So being average is a terrible strategy. You need to be exceptional at the one thing that matters.
That's a hard truth. And then they get into scale. A mouse is not a tiny elephant. As things get bigger, their properties change. The square cube law means larger animals need thicker legs to support their weight.
And it applies to companies too. A startup of 5 people can be informal, but a company of 5,000 needs different structures. What works at a small scale won't work at a large scale. You have to design for growth.
And finally, compounding. It's not just about money. Knowledge compounds, relationships compound, skills compound. The early returns are tiny, but after a long time, the curve shoots up.
Like a paper folded 42 times would reach the moon. No one believes that intuitively, but the math is solid. The lesson is to find small, consistent actions and be patient.
So the big takeaway for me is to stop asking what I should do and start asking what system I'm operating in. That changes everything.
That's the power of these models. They give you a clear map of reality, so you're less likely to be surprised or fooled. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The world is complex, but with the right mental models, you can see the order in the chaos. We'll see you in the next one.